Welcome to the Big Fresh Choice Literacy Podcast. I'm Ruth Ayers, the editor behind the scenes at the Choice Literacy site. Our community advocates for every teacher as an expert professional in the classroom. We believe students should have a choice and voice in what they read and write so they can become thoughtful, outspoken citizens, as well as lifelong readers and writers. Our podcast highlights the weekly newsletter, including inspiration from the lead essay and a full article on a timely topic. Get to know our contributors, discover the best tools and literacy lessons from teachers and school leaders who spend every day in classrooms. Most importantly, keep your soul aloft as you empower student choice and voice in your corner of the world. The magic of reading together. Our son Jordan joined our family in the middle of his second grade year. He came with a tote of tattered clothes and an old blanket. On the ride home, he clung to a stuffed pup we had given him on a previous visit. Judging by the looks of the smashed fur and floppy neck from being hugged, Jordan hadn't let go of it since he opened the wrapping paper it came in. He was quiet and adaptable. He adjusted to our routines, loved the food we cooked, and played what the other kids played. We were waiting for him to trust us enough to tell us the things he liked to play and eat and do. Instead, he opted for quiet compliance. Even with the nightly book choice, Jordan relied on the others to choose the stories and listen from the other end of the couch while holding his stuffed pup. The other kids piled on top of Andy and me as we read their chosen books. We gave him space and waited for him to make eye contact. Sometimes I asked, "Is there a book you love? A story you miss?" Many weeks later, Jordan shocked me with a response. "Harry Potter, do you know it?" "I know it," I said, and pulled it from a high shelf. His eyes widened. "You got it? Do you like Harry Potter?" I asked. He shrugged. "I don't know. Mr. L was reading it when I left." "You left in the middle of the story?" I asked. It shouldn't have felt as heavy as it did, but my heart was soft from the too many uprooted stories in his life. "We could read it together," I suggested. "It don't matter," he said. I sat down in the middle of the long couch. He sat next to me and propped his stuffed pup on my knee. Jordan's leg pressed against mine as he leaned slightly. He remained stiff, but he was next to me. We announced that we were going to start a new story, and the other kids ran to join us. This is a story Jordan's teacher started reading, but Jordan left and never got to hear the end of it. "That's terrible," said Sam. I realized the stark differences in their lives. One who was a master at uprooting, and the other who was a foreigner to disruption. "Maybe start at the front," Jordan said. "Good idea," I said, and opened to the first page. I began reading. Jordan started to relax against me. Soon, we were all under the spell of J.K. Rowling. Little did I know it would become the anchor of many make-believe games and future conversations. The kids started creating and acting out new plot lines of Harry Potter. Jordan was always Harry. They piled on the couch and reread the parts of the book we'd read together the night before. They even started reading ahead without me. They became bonded siblings because of the magic of reading a book together. When we take the time to get to know an author, magical things happen. It is good in families, and it is good in classrooms. It is good for us as readers and writers and humans. Our articles and videos feature full-time teachers and literacy leaders who spend every day in classrooms. The Classic Classroom Library contains over 3,000 articles and 900 videos from more than 150 contributors. Our members have access to the entire library 24/7. Content is updated continuously with 4 to 6 new features published each week. This week, our members will find new thinking about author studies. In book series Joy, Bitsy Park shares the way a series study enriches the reading lives of students and serves as an intervention to help readers grow. Bitsy shares her interactive chart as well as a template called I'm Reading a Series to help students know which books are up next in the series they want to read. If you're looking for a way to increase energy for books with your primary students, this article is a must read. In Building Writer Relationships with Author Studies, Matt Renwick shares creative ways teachers in his school celebrate authors. I appreciate Matt's focus as a building principal on encouraging relationships with authors so students can feel connected to the books they read. In this week's video, Melanie Meehan suggests a day's work as a mentor text to help fifth grader Emily develop setting in her writing. In an encore video, acclaimed children's book author and teacher, Jennifer Richard Jacobson, talks with a group of fifth graders about how writers establish a theme early in stories and then braid elements of the theme throughout the text. Our contributors are listening and looking hard for those spontaneous teachable moments when they can move a child forward as a reader and writer. Each week we offer free articles to empower all educators to do the same. Mary Helen Gench has written a few articles for Choice Literacy about using mentor texts. She has a passion for books and teaching. On her blog, you will find a curated list of author websites, videos, and interviews to use during author studies. After reading Matt's article, I knew Mary Helen's list would be helpful in building relationships with writers. In Scaffolding Instruction in an Author Study, Christy Rush Levine shares how she scaffolds her middle school students' understanding of craft moves by moving from short stories to novels when studying specific authors. You can find the link to this free article in the show notes. Meaningful reading, writing, speaking, and listening comes out of thoughtfully planned author studies. Gail Gentry shares her thinking and planning. She also provides a planning template to take a big picture look at the entire year. Planning for a Year of Author Studies by Gail Gentry. I plan author studies for my students at the start of the year. I think about the range of authors we might study, what authors work best at different times of the year, and especially how the author studies can be a springboard into building our community of readers. It's important to me that the author studies include meaningful reading, writing, and discussion activities. Anyone who knows me knows I avoid the cutesy author studies art activities that can be fun but have little or no connection to the books. I haven't found that random craft projects deepen students' awareness of reading and writing. Instead, we take the time to write and talk about text features, the author's writing craft, and themes in the book in ways that help students understand their own emerging skills as readers and writers. We do lots of writing connected to the author studies, whole class, anchor charts, three-section grids of plot or character analysis, and letters to the authors. We do many of these activities with teachers and students from other classrooms in our school. Sharing author studies is a wonderful way to build connections to other students and teachers. We are sometimes surprised at the similarities or differences in our responses to different authors. The author studies in our school are a continual source of opportunities for collaboration among different teachers as we talk about reading, writing, and children's books we enjoy. The planning template I've provided here includes places to note key books to use, response activities, and ways to use the author studies to build connections with other teachers and students. To download the 4-page planning template, click on the link in the show notes. Our Leaders Lounge is dedicated to literacy coaches and school leaders. Our contributors share their best advice for working one-on-one with teachers in coaching cycles, hosting professional development sessions, and designing demonstration lessons and study groups. Our literacy leader members will find 2 to 4 new features in the lounge each week. This week, Jen Schwanke is an elementary principal in Dublin, Ohio. In her article, Flipping Negative Stressors, Jen shares tools and tips for dealing with professional stress, from flipping negative emotions to finding ways to move forward with energy. Jen is a delight to have as a contributor with over 100 features on the site. Her professional work is vast, writing and presenting across the nation and including 2 books published by ASCD. They're called You're the Principal, Now What? Strategies and Solutions for New School Leaders, and The Principal Reboot, 8 Ways to Revitalize Your School Leadership. You can find Jen online at jenschwanke.com. This link is included in the show notes because the spelling of her last name may surprise you. I'm excited about our new PD2Go. It is inspired by Melanie Meehan's article, Tech Set Resources, and a companion video about nonfiction craft elements. You will find a PDF workshop guide with a detailed purpose and pacing plan, as well as a slide deck as a springboard into tailoring the session for your group. The PD2Go is called Scaffolding the Research Process with Text Sets. Sometimes students have a difficult time learning to research in efficient ways. Text sets are one way to scaffold the research process for students who are preparing to write informative or opinion text. This session gives details about how to create text sets, robust text set samples, and plenty of ideas to scaffold the research process in grades 3 to 5. Finally, Reading Rockets share 10 reasons to do an author study. You'll find the link in the show notes. Choice Literacy is a proudly independent community. We are not associated with any commercial publisher. We don't recommend packaged or scripted programs. Our contributors are educators who carry contracts with schools during the day and live full lives. They write for educators just like themselves, who are figuring things out by listening to students and reflecting on each day. Next week, we will be discussing book making. You can find links to all of the articles discussed in the show notes, or sign up for the Big Fresh newsletter so you can have the links delivered directly to your inbox. Keep offering choice and voice to students in what they read and write, and don't forget to keep your soul aloft. Shine on, everyone.